It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Dogman, Luc Besson's first movie in years since the rape charges against him were dropped. It's all over the place with sinister or twisted characters, and a bunch of dogs who all seem smarter than the screenplay gives them credit for. Caleb Landry Jones plays a drag queen and dog lover who connects with dogs enough for them to act like his personal assistants and gangsters who pull off jewelry heists from rich homes. He gets arrested after a gang war and admits his life story of how he was abused by his family and how he fell in love with dogs and acting. As I'm watching Dogman, I was concerned that the dogs would resort to crap jokes when they break into wealthy homes, but they're a lot smarter than that. If only the overall movie was as exhilarating as it disguises itself to be. The characters are cliched and superficial, and sometimes they have to make poor decisions, and if it was a Besson movie, then it should have taken the genre to new heights. It holds itself back from what could have been an instant classic, and not even Jones, who is better in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, could shake things up. 2 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs down for Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire, thumbs down for Sleeping Dogs, thumbs way up for Late Night with the Devil, thumbs way up for In the Land of Saints and Sinners, and thumbs down for Dogman. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.